Welcome to the Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's one from a professional storyteller who is appearing in Boca Raton on Saturday, March 4th. His name is Joseph Sobel.
On the southern side of Ben Bulben, a little north of the town of Sligo, there's a little square in the limestone cliff that the country people call the Door of Fairyland. Every night at midnight, they say, that door swings open and a troop rushes out. All night they sweep back and forth across the plain, invisible to all, unless perhaps where the night-capped heads of fairy doctors, cow doctors as they call them, those with a second sight, might be peering from the cottages to see what mischief the gentry may be doing. Now if there's a newborn baby or a new-wed bride in the neighborhood, the doctors peer with more than common care, for the gentry do not always return empty-handed. Sometimes newborn baby or new-wed bride goes with them into their mountain. The door swings to behind, and newborn or new-wed dwells henceforth in the bloodless land of faery. Happy, the story has it, but doomed to melt at the last judgment like bright vapor, for the soul cannot live without sorrow.
O'Driscoll drove with a song, the wild duck and the drake, from the tall and the tufted reeds of the drear heart lake. And he saw how the reeds grew dark at the coming of night tide, and dreamed of the long dim hair of Bridget his bride. He heard while he sang and dreamed a piper piping away, and never was piping so sad, and never was piping so gay. And he saw young men and young girls who danced on a level place, and Bridget his bride among them with a sad and a gay face. The dancers crowded about him, and many a sweet thing said, and a young man brought him red wine, and a young girl white bread. But Bridget drew him by the sleeve away from the merry bands, to old men playing at the cards with the twinkling of ancient hands. The bread and the wine had a doom, for these were the host of the air. He sat and he played in a dream of her long dim hair. He played with the merry old men and thought not of evil chance, till one bore Bridget his bride away from the merry dance. He bore her away in his arms, the handsomest young man there, and his neck and his breast and his arms were drowned in her long dim hair. O'Driscoll scattered the cards, and out of his dream awoke. Old men and young men and young girls were gone like a drifting smoke. But he heard high up in the air a piper piping away, and never was piping so sad, and never was piping so gay.
Joseph Sobel, a professional storyteller with a performance.
He is a storyteller. He is a professor. He is a musician, quite obviously. And this is a cut from a two-album series of Irish music and stories.
I've seen storytellers play music, and I've seen musicians tell stories. And I guess you could be both.
I guess you can. And what's so interesting is that they really do weave into each other the story and the song. One is not complete without the other. And Joseph does that in a wonderful way. He plays Irish instruments, one of them the cittern. I know that he's bringing them because he's driving from Tennessee. And I find that the rhythm of musical storytellers when they're just telling stories is so strong, and obviously it's because they're musicians, so they have a very strong sense of rhythm.
I seem to recall that stories and songs, they're called ballads.
A song that tells a story is often called a ballad. You're absolutely right. But in general, there are so many different ways that storytellers use music, and some don't feel like ballads at all. For example, some storytellers might tell a fairy tale and weave music in and out. So Joseph is a professor at East Tennessee State University, and he tours all over the place and overseas with his music and his storytelling. What's so interesting to me about the fact that he's a professor is that he comes to this with a real strong sense of the importance of maintaining folklore. It's particularly about the narrative poetry of Yeats and other Irish narrative, and I think it will really give listeners a strong sense for St. Patrick's Day, a strong sense of Irish narrative and Irish music. He's performing on Saturday, March 4th at the Boca Raton Public Library. That's 400 Northwest 2nd Avenue in Boca at 3:30.
I know there are other storytelling events in the area, Karen.
Yes. Tonight at 8 p.m. is Vox, the Storytelling Slam. That's at FAU's Living Room Theater at 8 p.m., 777 Glades Road in Boca Raton. And also on Thursday, March 9th, violinist Randy Fischenfeld and I will be performing at the Levis JCC. For more information about that, either call 561-558-2520 or email me about any programs at cneile, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Our website also has contact information as well as archive stories at wlrn.org. And click on Radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.